Lecture topic, The Winds of Rahma in Rajab.
Inna iddata ash-shuhuri inda Allahi 12 shahran fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-arda minha arba'atun hurum. Thalika ad-deenu al-qayyim. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Most respected mothers and sisters, Allah Ta'ala has afforded us the opportunity once again of witnessing this very great and Mubarak month of Rajab. Rajab is one of the four sacred months of the year. In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has highlighted the four months that are sacred and which the Quran Sharif has declared in principle that there are 12 months in the year, and minha arba'atun hurum, among those 12 months, four are sacred. And then the 4 months in the Hadith Sharif have been explained that it is the month of Rajab, which we have now just commenced one day into Rajab already. And the other 3 months are Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah and Muharram. And this is the 4th month, Rajab. So Rajab is one of the sacred months. And when we say sacred, what is sacred? What does sacred mean? So the Quran Sharif is sacred. The Masjid is sacred. The Haram Sharif is sacred, the Kaaba Sharif is sacred. All these aspects of deen are sacred. Everything in deen is sacred, but there are certain things that are given very special status. So generally, on a special level, that is termed as something which is sacred. Otherwise, everything of deen is in the same category to some level, but there are certain things on a higher level. What does that mean? If something is on a higher level, what does it mean? It means it must be accorded greater respect. So, for example, anybody's home is their home. We cannot go and violate the ownership of somebody else. Can't go and use it without their permission. Can't damage it in any way because it's belonging to somebody. It is their right. It is their ownership. Is there right over it, so we cannot go and just do something that we just feel because it's somebody else's right. But now, one is somebody else's house and the other is the house of Allah Ta'ala. So now, if it is wrong to go and violate somebody else's house, how much worse it will be to violate the sanctity of the masjid. Why? Because it is the house of Allah Ta'ala. It is sacred. Now this is what sanctity does, what something sacred is all about, that it increases the virtue tremendously and it makes it very, very highly respected, and to do something against it becomes more serious. So in the Quran Sharif also, Allah Ta'ala says, Minha arba'atun hurum, 4 months out of the 12 are sacred. And Allah says, Fala tazlimu fihinna anfusakum. Don't oppress yourself in these 4 months. So now does it mean other months it's okay? And only these 4 months don't oppress yourself? No, this doesn't mean that at all. It is just as somebody will be told, look, today is Jumu'ah now. Today don't do this wrong if somebody is involved in some wrong. Not on the day of Jumu'ah, meaning at least respect the day of Jumu'ah. Then maybe with the barakat of that, you'll stop for all other times as well. The month of Ramadan comes, somebody is carefree, somebody is not concerned, somebody has some habits, they're involved in some wrongs, our parents or some family members, some friends who have the right understanding. You will find somebody or the other saying to this person, look now, it's Ramadan now. Now Ramadan at least we need to be far away from all this. So when there is something sacred, everybody understands it requires greater care. It requires greater importance given to it and requires that a person be conscious of it. Not that it's like no other time, it's just the same. Whether it's Rajab and whether it's something else, there's no difference. So Allah is saying, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't oppress yourself in there. Meaning just like you should be careful throughout the year, be careful in these sacred months also, but be more careful. So like the month of Ramadan comes, tell somebody, look, now it's Ramadan, be more conscious now. Stop anything wrong. So likewise, in the month of Rajab and the other Ashhurul Hurum, the sacred months, Allah Ta'ala is saying to us, be more careful. And if there was something that was not going right in previous time, now is the time to really turn it around. In the Hadith Sharif, it is mentioned when the moon of Rajab used to be sighted. So upon the advent of the month of Rajab, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite and would say, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajabi wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala, grant us barakat. So the dua to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, you grant us barakat in the months of Rajab and Sha'ban and enable us to reach Ramadan. This is a statement of some pious personality. It's not a Hadith Sharif. He says, Rajab is like the wind and Sha'ban is like the clouds and then Ramadan is now like the rain. So it's a saying of a pious personality that Rajab is like the winds. When the winds start blowing, then it now gathers the clouds. And then when the clouds have gathered and have become heavy with the water that has filled into it, then eventually it rains. And when it rains, then the land takes its benefit. So in other words, it's all linked up. So now when this is linked up to Ramadan, and now we see in this dua as well, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also linking it in a way by making it, so to say, the prelude to Ramadan. That the month that is connected directly to Ramadan, meaning in time, is Sha'ban, where Sha'ban finishes and Ramadan starts. Rajab is still 1 month prior to Sha'ban also. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the advent of Rajab, would now plead to Allah Ta'ala. He's teaching us that this is already the time to focus towards Ramadan. It is the time to start focusing and preparing ourselves for Ramadan. So yes, it is not compulsory to, for example, fast in the month of Rajab. Not compulsory at all. The month of Ramadan only is compulsory. It is not a prerequisite for Ramadan that the person must be now already performing a lot of ibadat in Rajab, then only Ramadan will be accepted. No. But what starts off in Rajab, it may start off at a slower pace perhaps, it may start off gradually, but that is what will build up towards Ramadan, and that is what will dictate what happens in Ramadan. If the person started gradually, increasing amal, and especially things that need to be stopped, then we don't wait for Ramadan to stop. We are being told now Rajab has come. The link is already there. It's the take-off time already. That is now the take-off, the runway. Now you still got to now go past the runway. When you have now gone through the whole runway, then you'll take off. So the take-off is actually in Ramadan. But when a person will start off gradually now, then slowly it'll start building up momentum and speed. But then there will be the take-off in Ramadan. But if there was no build-up before that, there was no runway at all. Now the first of Ramadan came suddenly and there was no engagement in additional amal, no mental preparation, no preparation through ta'lim of the fadail kitabs in our home, fadail Ramadan, no discussion about the importance and greatness of the month coming. At the most, if there was some preparation, it was the savouries that we want to have. But apart from the savouries, there was no preparation mentally and spiritually for the great month of Ramadan that is now about to come upon us. So now that's 2 months away still. And indeed, everything as mentioned, that plane takes off at the end of the runway, But it starts moving. It's not that it suddenly just starts hopping. The wheels turn first at a certain slower speed, but then it starts building up speed. And then as it gets further down, then it takes off. So the point again, number one, in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has highlighted this, that فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't oppress yourselves in these months, the sacred months. Now what is the meaning of oppressing oneself? We all hear the word oppression, we use the word oppression. Every one of us feels in some way or the other we are oppressed, or at some time or the other we were oppressed. But Allah Ta'ala is saying, don't oppress yourself. We always regard somebody else as the zalim and ourselves as mazloom, that we are the oppressed, somebody else is the oppressor. Allah Ta'ala is saying, don't become the oppressor upon yourself, that you will be the mazloom, but you will be the zalim as well. The zalim upon your own self. Now how is that going to be the case, that a person is going to commit oppression upon himself? So our understanding of oppression is confined to a few things. That too is oppression. That if somebody is trampling the rights of another person, that is zulm, and it's a serious matter. If somebody is harming someone in some way, that's a zulm. All these are very serious things. But like that, there's a very serious zulm, the most serious zulm, the worst zulm, which Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَغُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. That shirk, disbelieving in Allah Ta'ala, ascribing partners with Allah Ta'ala, this is the worst zulm. That's a zulm. How can that be a zulm? A person is, we don't see him now hurting himself physically, he's stabbing himself, what? So supposing if a person now sees a fire burning, and then he goes and he jumps into that fire. He can see the fire burning, and he's walking straight to it deliberately, and he goes and jumps into the fire. So this will be called a terrible zulm upon himself, because he can see the fire burning there, and now he's still going towards the fire and then jumps into the fire. So the terrible zulm, he's harming himself in the worst way. Person who goes into shirk, into kufr, he is heading himself towards the everlasting fire of Jahannam. If he does not make tawbah and come out of shirk and kufr, come into iman, then he's perpetually doomed. So that's a zulm, that he's putting himself into this perpetual destruction. So likewise, on a lesser note, sins are also a zulm upon oneself. When a person gets involved in sins, now for example, in the Hadith Sharif it is mentioned that sins become a means of getting deprived of rizq. So now the barakat in rizq, the rizq that Allah was descending for somebody that gets taken away. So that's an oppression. Imagine a person earned some 10,000 rands, then he took it and threw it away. You see, there's a zulm on yourself. So likewise, the person getting involved in haram, in sin, he's committing zulm upon himself. He's depriving himself from the barakat and blessings, from the goodness. He's inviting difficulties and hardships, and the wrath of Allah Ta'ala upon him. So this is the meaning of فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ, meaning don't do anything that is against Allah Ta'ala's commands, anything that incurs the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. Refrain from that totally. Because this is a very Mubarak month, very sacred month. So when something sacred comes about, it requires that we observe the sanctity. We do not just disregard it. Yes, we'll carry on with our day-to-day lives. People have to go to work, they'll go to work. People have to spend time with their children, with their families, etc. They will carry on. But that doesn't mean that life will just carry on like nothing has changed. No, we have to be conscious that something very great has come about. A very great month. The month of Rajab. And this is the runway now to take off in Ramadan. To build up the momentum slowly. Nothing happens overnight. We are not of that caliber that we can start off doing a whole lot of things overnight. But the process must start. There must be some gradual movement forward. So this is the very important lesson that we have to take from this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we are being taught to build up the zeal for Ramadan right from the beginning of Rajab. Making this dua, one is at the advent of Rajab, that is what the sunnah, when Rajab comes in. It can be made throughout the month of Rajab, Shaban also, but the sunnah is in terms of the sunnah amal, that is at the beginning of Rajab. But as a dua, it can be made at any time. And we should be making dua in our own words also, asking Allah Ta'ala's help to grant us the barakat in Rajab, in Shaban, and the true barakat. What is barakat in this? Again, our understanding sometimes is confined to certain things. Our understanding of barakat, barakat means a lot of money. Barakat means a lot of material things. So sometimes barakat comes in that form as well. The barakat that is referred to here is the barakat in a'mal. The barakat in the form of the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala. That a person now is being blessed with the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala to start getting ahead, to start moving forward, to start doing a'mal, to make a lot of istighfar, to turn to Allah Ta'ala, seek Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, start making more tilawat of the Quran Sharif, gradually, picking up the pace, gradually. So if we have been, for example, reciting one para daily, so now we add 2-3 pages first, after another week, maybe 3-4 pages more, building it up slowly to bring it to 2 paras maybe, 3 paras. Somebody hasn't been reciting any Quran Sharif, Allah forbid. So now is the time to start. Start with 1 page a day and build it up slowly. But start building up something. When the building is completed, everybody sees now the last brick being put in place and then there's a big ceremony for it. But it didn't get built now in one day when that last brick was placed. Everything was happening from sometimes months and sometimes years before. So likewise, what efforts will start now will help to build what is going to happen in Ramadan. So we'll see the building in Ramadan, but the effort would have started off long before. So this is the barakat that comes. By asking barakat, we are asking for the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala, that we be granted the ability to be immersed in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, to be conducting ourselves correctly, and in particular, and the most important ibadat. The most important ibadat is taqwa. The most important ibadat is to shun the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, to stay away from all sin. Now that is the most important aspect that we have to start building up on. Think about it, ponder what I need to clear out of my life. Why I need to clear it? Whatever Allah is displeased with, I have to clear it. I cannot continue going in things that are incorrect. Allah Ta'ala forbid the things that are going to harm me in dunya and akhirat. I can't continue with that. So taqwa is about staying away from what is forbidden. If a person has made their faraiz, their wajibat, and then alongside comes the sunnat-e mu'akkada, stayed away from haram, they did not commit sin. And if Allah forbid something slipped up, immediately made sincere tawbah, then such a person is muttaqi. That person may not have a lot of nawafil in their life. They may not have many, many other additional actions. But this person is muttaqi. And this person will receive the great bounties and rewards Allah has promised for the muttaqeen. And if a person is performing a lot of nawafil, mashallah, very good. But also, side by side, some haram is carrying on. That is not a muttaqi. And that person is not promised those promises of Allah Ta'ala for the muttaqeen. So we need to develop taqwa. And the month of Ramadan is all about taqwa. So that taqwa developing starts now. So for that, we should be pondering, sitting to think about it. What sins I have in my life? Sins, whatever Allah is displeased with. We know what the laws of Sharia are. So now what I have to clear out, let me start itemizing it. And then make tawbah from each thing. Make tawbah in a combined manner also. And make tawbah for each item. Make istighfar. And make tawbah for each aspect. Sometimes somebody has a problem with their speech. Somebody has a problem with their eyes. Somebody with the issues of the heart. Somebody with some aspects of day-to-day life, whatever it might be, to now think about it, it will be even very good to even just make a small note about it. And then we'll see sometimes this note, 1, 2, 3, 10, as we go along, we'll remember more. Now, when last I made Tawbah from all this? So Tawbah is the first step to Taqwa, and Taqwa is the matloob, that is the desired aspect, that is the purpose. We need to now inculcate this Taqwa in our lives. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that this Mubarak month of Rajab, we give it its due respect and regard. We don't just let it be whiled away. Yes, we'll build up the momentum slowly, but it must not be that the whole month has passed and we're still thinking about it, what has come. We must now start becoming conscious, and especially the aspect of sincere tawbah, inculcating taqwa. This is what's going to benefit us in this dunya also, and in the akhirat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka ash-shukru kulluhu. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله